What do you want? Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
Hey guys, we are live. Patriot Power Hour, June 20th. 2021, Ben the Breaker of Banksters, here with my man, Future Dan. How you doing there, buddy?
Yeah, doing well. Looking at the summer news with you every week on Patriot Power Hour. It's going to be a good time.
No summer vacation for us, really, at all. I mean, we took a little bit here and there, but there is so much news and so much going on that we report for duty, even in the depths of July all the way through August. I don't think we're going to take any time off for the next 6 weeks or so. Maybe not even for Labor Day. So we're going to be hitting it hard. And then, trust me, into the fall, I got a feeling things are going to be extra crazy this fall, equal or worse than last fall in a lot of regards. And we'll talk about some of those coming up. But, yeah, we'll be here at least once a week, live Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern. You know, you and I have been talking about a lot of different topics. One thing the topic we want to broach to start with, though, is Nightline program by PBS, you know, TV show, Nightline. Frontline. Why do I call it Nightline? Thanks for the save. Frontline. See, I don't watch this garbage, but you so happened to have it and told me to, hey, check this out. So I did. And, well, do you want to give the summary from your perspective, and then I'll kind of comment, or vice versa?
Well, it's entitled The Power of the Fed, and our audience ought to check it out. I'm sure it's available for free online. It's public broadcasting system, PBS, right? Frontline documentary series. And it's entitled The Power of the Fed, so I thought you might want to see it because it just came out in June. It's less than 30 days ago that some of these interviews are actually appearing. And it was fascinating. Are they telegraphing something that is coming this fall? It's the first takeaway I had. And the second takeaway I had was how, at least for two-thirds of the documentary, the appeal to the audience is, you got to pay attention to how bad debt has been monetized and how badly it's distorted all kinds of markets. The three classic large asset classes of housing, equity, and bonds, and just the basic economics of how badly things are right now. But for two-thirds of the documentary, it was all about the wealth inequality. Really pushing kind of that socialist viewpoint on the matter. How the richest tenth of 1%, which is, you know, the richest 330,000 Americans, got, you know, so much richer since the Fed started doing extraordinary measures and the documentary covers from 2008 to today.
Right.
Two-thirds of it, though, the underlying message is the rich are getting richer. And what can ever be done about that from a certain, you know, category of Americans' point of view never really turns out well for capitalism. But the other two-thirds of the documentary just explain how capitalism has been massively distorted, like in ways right. that resemble nothing previously in history, and some pretty mainstream, you know, interviewees on this documentary, people that would, you know, look at you cross-eyed if you use the term New World Order, nevertheless, are pointing out that, there's massive flaws. And this documentary is so recent that it covers the inflation that has gone through the roof in the last 60 days. So it was worth watching and parsing out who the underlying, you know, dog whistles are meant for and what the takeaway is supposed to be is interesting, because who's the audience of PBS documentaries? Typically, do most of us and who ascribe to our point of view spend a lot of time watching PBS documentaries? Not so much, right? But in this case, it, I don't know, revelation of the method, Ben?
That's kind of what I said to you, right? I think you were already caught onto that even before me, or you obviously saw it earlier as well.
The Power of the Fed, Frontline Special. It's available now.
It came out July 13th, literally 1 week ago today. July 13th, last week. And that's a perfect segue. That was one of my first observations was, this is absolutely people... rats leaving the sinking ship on one hand, slash almost like a propaganda effect, revelation of the method, by especially when they interviewed the president of the Minneapolis Fed. But even more important, I think there was a couple folks, I remember specifically one of him, I don't remember the name, but yeah, he was the head, well, I'm thinking before though, the head of the New York Fed from like late 80s until 2001 or something. And he was coming out saying what they're doing is totally reckless. I feel like the financial system's in more danger than ever. And this guy is about as big as you can get in terms of being a bankster, central banker. The New York Fed is the most powerful of the 12. And, of course, there's that 13th with the round table, the actual in D.C. But there's 12 banks, and the New York's the main one, obviously, because it's in Wall Street. So this guy was the head of that for 10-plus years, and he's just coming out for 5 minutes straight talking about how irresponsible it is, how fraudulent it is. And like you said, there is a socialist tilt, but on the other hand, they're talking about how this isn't even free market capitalism anyway, which we stress a lot.
A lot.
We're like, what the Fed is doing is not capitalism, so when they counter it by trying to implement socialism and all this other garbage, that's total false narrative. We bring that up. And they were sort of bringing that up implicitly, but at the other hand, kind of having that propaganda effect of, hey, like, you know, we need to rally up and get, you know, for the people type of stuff.
It's a PBS documentary, so it's in the traditional, like, drawing out the differences between, you know, points of view and leaving us with, you know, this oboe music at the end about how this is a real problem that's never been, isn't being solved, right? So the, you know, historic mission of PBS documentaries is to provoke thought like that. I guess you could say it succeeded. I've watched a lot of Frontlines. Often the ones that are in foreign battle zones are worth watching as well, because it's hard to, you know, get too much of an angle in domestic politics into those, and it really tells you what's, you know, tells you a point of view of what's happening on the ground in those wars. But for domestic policy, PBS documentaries, usually I don't pay a lot of attention to them. It's very much a prescribed point of view that it's going to antagonize and not fully make sense to me. But this one, The Power of the Fed, really has some players that are saying the distortions are massive and permanent, and the underlying premise was, had they not acted in 2008, had they not acted in March of 2020, if they didn't continue to, you know, print from thin air $1.2 billion an hour, like right now, that's what they're doing. I saw that figure, I think, today. That it's collapse. So were it not for modern monetary theory and the Fed's actions in the last 13 years, There should have been a depression. It would have happened. But they've somehow made it not happen. But can it still go on? Like, how long can that band march for, Ben?
Well, that's the question. I thought it would have fell apart by now. So, impressed with their financial engineering. But none of the root cause has been fixed. Only trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of debt added worldwide, let alone just in America. So, I don't know how much longer it can go. I feel like when I saw this, though, I felt like, the warning sign. This means it could be hitting that next stage and maybe even collapse, which is kind of odd because I've always been a proponent that the banksters took way too much flack in 2008 and because of the bailouts, too big to fail. And therefore, they wanted the next financial collapse, or at least the next wave of it where they get even more power and start just outright buying stocks. When that happens, you know, they're not going to take the blame, but they're kind of, you know, some whistleblowers are trying to get them here, it seems like.
COVID-19 brought about buying corporate bonds, which is unprecedented.
And I personally feel that they're already buying stocks and not telling us, but you're right, they have come out and absolutely stated that they are buying not just government bonds, but corporate bonds, junk bonds. And really, I want to bring this, because we're running out of time on this first segment, bring it back to the listeners of Prepper Broadcasting Network. What did this head of the Fed back in the day say? He says there's a 1 out of 3 chance the entire system's going to collapse and it's going to be a Great Depression.
Yeah, that was Fisher.
1 out of 3.
He's with BlackRock.
That was him that said it? I mixed them up.
And he was very earnest about, you know, he's not sleeping well at night. And, yeah, he was a Fed official, but he's not anymore. He's with BlackRock. Isn't BlackRock suspected of being one of the, you know, informal agents of Fed stock buying?
Oh, absolutely. Well, they also bought foreclosed real estate for pennies on the dollar and are the largest landlord in America now. So they take advantage of the culling of the sheep, right? You know, this comes in waves, these bubbles and busts, but each one's bigger and stronger. And eventually there's not going to be, the bubble's not going to be reinflated. And that's when it's going to really go bad. When will that be? 1 year, 5 years? I don't know. But
so there used to be bubble bust, bubble bust, a normal economic cycle. Now it's bubble crisis intervention. Everybody gets like ostriches, sticks their heads in the sands, says nothing about, hey, that should have been a bust. Another bubble.
Yeah.
Crisis. And another intervention of just saying dollars exist from a reserve where it's mythically inputted into J.P. Morgan's accounts and BlackRock's probably, right? So that's what we're doing right now economically in this country. It defies basic gravity, as Ben has said many times.
So 1 in 3 chance in the next few years, according to these top experts, not just Ben the Breaker Banksters, total economic collapse. So to me, that means 100% practically. But even if you just say 33% chance, that in and of itself is worth prepping your ass off for. Okay, so you're doing the right things here. If you're listening to PBN and you're taking action. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with the news blitz, try to give you some more situational awareness to get your preps ready, get your bug out or bug in plans ready, and just learn how to fight back and stay involved. So with that being said, check out Prepper Broadcasting Network and the Patriot Power Hour. We'll be back. Stick with us.
At the Prepper Broadcasting Network, our mission has expanded, and we have decided to use our influence to aid in disaster recovery. PBN is offering up our airwaves to nonprofits and boots-on-the-ground organizations that are affecting disaster recovery. The real people out there rebuilding lives. From organizations that reestablish the supply chain to those who deliver aid and even organizations that rebuild shattered homes and lives. The future of disaster response does not lay in the hands of some government organizations. No, it's up to us, Disaster Coffee. It only makes sense that PBN would partner with Disaster Coffee. Disaster Coffee is selling outstanding coffee that is roasted to order and shipped right to your door. A portion of their profits will be directly donated to disaster recovery organizations like Grindstone Ministries, Healthcare Ready, and Citizens Assisting Citizens. Disaster Coffee sources top quality beans that are roasted to order. You get coffee at its very best, but you also make a difference with every purchase. Disaster Coffee offers every customer the ability to join the national disaster relief effort. Get yours at disastercoffee.com.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network. Never, never.
Patriot Power Hours back. Time for the News Blitz. July 20th, 2021. FutureDanger.com. Follow along. Maricopa County will not turn over routers, chain of custody, or ballot images. Cable news host airs evidence of improperly duplicated ballots from the 2020 election. The WHO... it's going to correct errors in a report on early COVID cases in Wuhan, yet won't release the underlying data. YouTube pulls live feed of Arizona State Senate election audit hearing. Surgeon General demanding that social networks crack down on COVID speech. We will definitely talk about this later in the show. Fed prosecutor rejected moves that would have revealed President Sun's alleged crimes before the election. That would be Biden's son, I presume, Hunter. 1.8 million Americans have turned down jobs due to unemployment benefits. Some states fighting that, some joining right in. Moving on, second column, FBI informants involved from the inception of pretty much every aspect of the Michigan governor kidnap plot. I think we talked about this maybe, we certainly talked about a couple episodes, but interesting to see what's coming out this much later. So again, this is pretty high level on the threat indicator. Again, FBI informants involved from the inception in nearly every aspect of the Michigan governor kidnap plot. Chinese Communist Party officials share viral video urging nuclear strikes on Japan. China threatens to nuke Japan after Japan vows to defend Taiwan. China begins military flights from disputed South China Sea bases. Russian fighter jets intercept U.S. recon plane over the Black Sea. Space Force is working on laser defenses. And at home, dozens arrested as Antifa clashed with police outside controversial Korean L.A. spa. Economics, long-term treasury rates tumbled to the lowest level in months and near all-time lows. We'll talk about that. Treasury Secretary Yellen sees several more months of rapid inflation. Federal taxes and spending set records through June. They've done it every single month this year. And I believe in the next few weeks, not exactly sure, we'll look at the schedule and get it, make sure we'll have the data, but we will have the Q2 GDP, inflation, consumer price index, debt to GDP ratio. We'll get all those updated and bring them to you. Because I believe we'll see some pretty big numbers. But for now, let's move on. One thing I really like about this site, you can go look at all different types of earthquake and volcanic activity, even in Yellowstone. We're seeing 140 earthquakes in one day. They're small, and they're somewhat common for this, but there is some activity worth keeping an eye on, especially if you're in that area. Hundreds of giant sinkholes suddenly open all over the planet. It's a trend, to say the least. And since our last episode, we've seen dozens killed after record rain in Germany, Belgium, Netherlands. Pretty hefty floods out there in Europe. With that said, that was a... try to be succinct with that. That was the Future Danger News Blitz for July 20th, 2021. Future Dan, what caught your eye or what do you want to hit on?
Yeah, it's disappointing economic news. More news of elections that were stolen. News censorship. Free speech being abridged from the White House. Inflation skyrocketing. Chinese military threat is, you know, consistently, you know, shown at least to its neighbors, if not us. It's pretty run-of-the-mill for 2021, but a lot of aspects of this are, you know, trying to determine which direction some of these things are going is oftentimes hard. I'd say column one in security, or I'm sorry, in the liberty-type news, it's creeping worse. In security news, it's pretty benign. Economic column is really the one that has some forward-looking, you know, evidence that crisis could be lurking. And the natural news is oftentimes tragic, but not that bad in the United States. However, there are a lot of wildfires burning. They burn every summer, so the headlines kind of, you know, we don't try to add headlines of, you know, just any wildfires now in the West, because there's always a lot of them and they always burn a lot of property, seems every summer. But when deaths start to mount, you see that news. But we acknowledge, you know, there are wildfires out there in the West too right now. And we talked about last week, a terrible drought.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff's not been resolved per se, but it is regional or kind of a pause to it. I mean, most items we have covered in the nearly 4 years we've done this show together haven't actually come to a resolution. They've just been kicked down the road or just outright become worse, whether that's liberty, economics, geopolitical, or even natural. Maybe natural hasn't spiked as much as others, but I feel like the others certainly have. One trend I'm noticing, and it pisses me off for a few different reasons, it's just we're not even given information anymore. We're not even given the data from the WHO. We're not given live streams for the audits of the election. We're not given the routers, chain of custody. I mean, from a financial aspect, you're given some of – you're able to access the raw data from the Fed, but what was put into that data, no one knows. It's a magic box. Anyway, I'm a data fiend. I know it's kind of nerdy, but I get pissed because when the freedom of data is just as important as freedom of speech, is I guess how I could sum it up. And we're obviously not getting free data or speech or really anything these days. They're putting a clamp on everything, whether it's COVID related or otherwise. I mean, there's a lot of other issues similar. So that's, I've seen trend almost everywhere. Free speech, but also the data is being manipulated or just unavailable.
Yeah, it's as if any number, any measurement, any data from anything has to be looked at from the point of view of what does the number need to be to achieve the effect we want.
Yeah.
That's information operations. It's a dimension of warfare. What are we trying to achieve with the effects of our information? Now you're back into what the answer needs to be.
Yep.
And it's constantly forced on us, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's the goal seeking, one way to describe it for sure. So, seeing a lot of that, you know, pretty apparent. They don't, you know, there's a couple of ways they try to couch that. Number one, just trust the data. You don't need to worry about it. Trust the man behind the curtain. But number two, it's more like, well, the people can't be trusted with it, or they want to understand it anyway, or oh, it's national security. They like to run that one. I'm sure that's what the China would pull up national security in Wuhan. But our own government obviously does that too. And yeah, not all data should be released to the public necessarily. Okay, I understand you need to have some secrets, but this type of stuff absolutely needs to be, especially like election and COVID data and stuff.
So we got new sounds for season. What season are we in? 15?
Season 15.
Season of Patriot Power. We got Bam. New sounds, new clips, new things to listen to while we gather our thoughts and take a break here in the middle of our show. We take breaks on the quarter. So in the halftime, new block break, that free speech abridged headline, Surgeon General demands social media networks crack down on COVID speech. What I did for us, Ben, is I parsed that, threw it in there with some satirical music. And, we're going to listen to that in a moment on our halftime break. But before we go out, I don't know, do you want to run through some of the commodity prices that are on the economic gauges? There's a lot of them hitting really high right now.
Let's do it. All right. Starting off with gasoline. In the red zone, 317 nationwide. It's not at all-time highs, but it's creeping up there and in the red zone of the graph.
25% of all-time high.
Yep. Dollar falls. Now, this isn't in the red zone, but I will say it has retracted, meaning compared to certain times, the U.S. dollar is less valuable, but it's still king turd of the mountain. So
corn's come off of the red zone. Corn's down to $5.66 a bushel. Had been well above $6 earlier this spring.
Yep. And, well, I feel like, unfortunately, and I've unfortunately had to not criticize you, but criticize a lot of these numbers.
You don't trust any numbers.
We are not legit.
This is what Wall Street looks at as.
Exactly.
Everybody commonly agrees that these numbers are right. And therefore, when they're in the red zone, we should pay attention. Gold, 1810 tonight, well off of its highs last year. So.
Still in the red zone, but definitely off. Interesting. It's not an all-time record by any means, but very interesting. Median home sales are down 3.1%. Or excuse me, the price is down 3%. Everyone's talking about how the home, you know, real estate market's been charging ahead, been going hot, crazy, especially after coronavirus. Yeah, it has been. But now, all of a sudden, in the last 90 days, it's down 3%.
Yeah, that's one of the
that's really cooled off.
Challenges with future danger economic gauges is when that number, you said it earlier, when all the numbers get reprinted, that gauge could swing wildly because it only reports every 90 days. Mm-hmm. Whereas the commodity prices, a lot of the gauges are daily or just up
yep.
You know, current time. So I know you don't trust the numbers in the least. You told Sean at SDG Report, which we did a show with him. Thank you, Sean, for letting us on the show and getting to know you. That you don't trust any of the numbers. You were talking COVID numbers at the time and you didn't trust them. But nevertheless, some of these gauges are hot right now, and we could see a lot worse economic news at any moment because underlying prices are starting to go high.
They are, and so this is super interesting, I thought, and to kind of cap it off before we go to break, they were talking about how inflation might be 3% in that frontline report. But guess what? About a week after they filmed that, which is about the day it came out, they just put in that inflation was up 5.4%. So they were already talking about how inflation was kicking up, and they projected 3%, and it's already up to 5.
Year over year.
Yeah. Well, that means it could be 7, could be 9. I don't know. We'll see. We got a lot more coming at you, though, so stick with us. Check out this new music and audio. We'll be right back.
Millions of Americans are still not protected against COVID-19. And we are seeing more infections among those who are unvaccinated. I issued a Surgeon General's advisory on the dangers of health misinformation. Surgeon General advisories are reserved for urgent public health threats. The bass and the tweeters make the speakers go to war. Misinformation poses an imminent and insidious threat to our nation's health. Ah, the mighty Trump. health misinformation is false, inaccurate, or misleading information about health. The bass and the tweeters make the speakers go to war. Misinformation takes away our freedom. The Minty Trumpet brings the freaks up to the floor. Misinformation has led people to resist wearing masks. Tell me, where the freaks at? What we call disinformation. Tell me, where the freaks at? We need an all-of-society approach. Freaks at. Checking sources before they share. Tell me where the freaks at? If you're not sure, don't share. Today, the Rockefeller Foundation is announcing a $13.5 million commitment. This is just the beginning. We expect more from our technology companies. Get that bass thumping, people jumping all over the world. Take action against misinformation super spreaders. Got that freak flow, freak show. Welcome to the circus. Bringing individuals and organizations together. Let the leaders lead, preachers preach. Welcome to the circus. Nearly every death we are seeing now from COVID-19 could have been prevented. Did we do this for a purpose just to keep that fire burning? Kids are depending on all of us to get vaccinated. And we don't need no water, let that mother burn. There are more and more patients with COVID-19 who never got vaccinated. Because they were misled by misinformation. Healthier information environment. There is disinformation that is coming from bad actors. Not sharing is caring. Misinformation literally costing us our loved ones. The bass and the tweeters make the speakers go to war. Technology companies have a particularly important role. The mighty trumpet brings the freaks out to the floor. Much, much more has to be done, and we can't wait. The bass and the tweeters make the speakers go to war. It's costing people their lives. The mighty trumpet brings the freaks out to the floor. Tell me, where the freaks at?
Tell me where the freaks at. We are in regular touch with these social media platforms. We've increased disinformation research and tracking. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook. We're helping get trusted content out there. COVID community courts. Robust enforcement strategy. Information travels quite quickly on social media platforms. The bass and the tweeters make the speakers go to war. Information spreads too quickly. The mighty trumpet brings the freaks up to the floor. We have empowered, engaged, funded local voices to combat misinformation that's traveling online or traveling, unfortunately, out of the mouths of elected officials.
Of the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
We are back and still live. Second half of this July 20th, 2021 episode 146. That was one hell of a remix there, sir. That was all you, Mr. Future Dan. So, great job.
Did you learn anything, Ben?
They're all a bunch of freaks.
Welcome to the circus.
Welcome to the circus.
Tell people what we're talking about.
They're creepy. Okay.
I guess they skipped through that.
Right? Okay. So, article here. We covered it on the News Blitz, Future Danger, but... Surgeon General demands social networks crack down on COVID misinformation. So that was
last Thursday.
Surgeon General Vivek Murthy.
From the White House podium.
Yeah. Just talking about all the, you heard it yourself. Don't worry. Next week it'll be there as well. Or maybe in a couple weeks. We won't play it back to back week after week, but we'll play it a couple more times this season for you if you missed it. Or you can just rewind, of course, if you're not listening live or an archive if you didn't know. Anyway, vaccine hesitancy and just the overall disinformation campaign. That was the big theme. Misinformation, disinformation. There's bad actors out there, but of course they're talking about themselves, in my opinion, at least.
Well, they're trying to say that all classes of speech are, you know, not to be accepted. It's just a bizarre Orwellian experience to hear the White House spokesperson come out and go full 1984. That's what happened last Thursday.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. The doublespeak and many other aspects of 1984, equal or worse than ever. Why? Well, I mean, a lot of it is because of the technology. Orwell couldn't even imagine all the cell phones and surveillance. I think one specific part I remember reading the book in high school was the microphones hidden in the bushes and stuff in 1984. Well, I mean, you literally carry a full microphone, video, freaking mesmerizing brainwashing machine too, by the way. It's like all of it, all of the dystopic things times 10, all wrapped into one device.
Yeah, Orwell had an inkling of
what he knew. Yeah, he knew the direction they were going. He just couldn't even imagine the scope of things. And
a radio that small and powerful with that much data, you know, in 19 whatever year he wrote it, 30 something.
Seems like magic to me. Still, I mean, you know.
Anyways, Vivek Murthy, Surgeon General, followed by Jen Psaki, White House spokesperson.
Is it Psaki or Psaki? Whatever. I think it's a silent P, brother.
Yeah.
I hate saying people's names, so I feel you. I just had to correct you there.
She's a real problem to have people that listen to that. And the White House correspondent, assembled correspondence, fed right into it. So it was a world-class presentation of American authoritarianism from Washington, D.C. It was sickening.
So it went from it being a conspiracy. Okay, I'm going to go on a slight tangent, but not really. I'm probably one of the first 1% to ever join Facebook. Probably like 0.1%. Because I joined when you had to be in college. In 2004, you had to have a college account to get in. I did. I saw Facebook. It was a wild, wild west for 10 plus years. You could post practically anything as long as it wasn't like straight up pornography or like murder and never get anything taken down, essentially. It's gone from that to absolute lockdown. And this, you know, of course, Twitter and YouTube as well. I got my account removed from YouTube. But all that's happened really in the last couple of years compared to, you know, what it was 10, even 15 years ago. It was actually free, Wild Wild West, but they're clamping down. But this next level is not just, I guess my point is, 5 years ago when they started that, I was on the air talking about it, but I would have absolutely been ridiculed as a conspiracy theorist that Facebook would never shadow ban you, censor your results, you guide you places, do experiments. They do little behavioral psychology experiments on people. This is all absolute fact. We've covered the articles. So back then, if you even mentioned that the government might work hand in hand with big tech to censor and do this, they would be like, hell no, you're a crazy tinfoil hat. But now we have the White House saying that they're at, well, the Rockefeller Foundation as well, adding $15 million to this effort, all about how they are literally working hand in hand with big tech, big brother, big tech, together at last. And just in 5 years, it's gone from we would never do that to we are actively doing it, and it's a feature, not a bug.
Yeah, and so mainstream conservatives are talking about how they, you know, this press conference alone went over the line. They're now, you know, corporations are now deputized by the federal government to act on the federal government's behalf on communication, which they're clearly abridging. And we're going to see if there's any merit to that legal argument making its way to the Supreme Court. But in the meantime, it's upon us, right? They're behaving that way. They're proud to behave that way. You couldn't imagine a Democrat president having a spokesperson on the podium anytime prior to not even Obama's spokesperson would have dared to
try to force
this onto us. But since COVID, these people have gone nuts.
And they're
they think they could just have it this way.
And any ground that they've taken, they're not giving it back. So they took a few step emergency measures. They're never going to roll them back. And that was exactly what they were talking about on the you want to call it Nightline, freaking Frontline Report, Power of the Fed. That's all they talked about is, well, in the emergency in 2008, you had to pull out quantitative easing and billions of dollars. But why were you doing it 5 years later? And okay, in COVID, March 2020, the analogy said is you had to drive 100 miles an hour, but why 12, 16, 18 months later are you still at $100+ billion per month of emergency stimulus? Like, they're never going to roll it back. They never have. And when they did even roll it back like 5% for a few months, we saw the repo crisis.
It's like, take what happened last Thursday on the podium. Do a time jump 200 years and give me an example of a government 200 years ago controlling the means of dissemination of information in this manner. What kind of regimes are we, or even 100 years ago, or even now elsewhere, what does that resemble?
Authoritarianism is the most simple. That's what I like to call it more than anything.
Goebbels. Goebbels.
Yeah, I mean, it's propaganda, but it's like a combination of propaganda and Gestapo because they're watching you.
It would be like
they're going to arrest you and watch you and also propagandize you.
In Ben Franklin's day, what would it have taken to seize control of information? It would have been the king's troops seizing every press in the colonies.
Exactly, like, no,
or almost all of them, and licensing some to present only information that was censored and authorized.
Right.
And it didn't even get nearly like that. It, of course, much harder to affect that on society, in the 1700s. But obviously, something equivalent to that was impossible. And our founders still made sure the First Amendment was the Constitution because of the infringements that they endured under the king. And here we have it. It's shameful. It's illiberal, right? Small L liberal. Not big L liberal that
right.
Rush Limbaugh used for his whole career to name his opposition, right?
The Thomas Jefferson liberal,
right.
Little L.
Small
right.
L, like Renaissance.
Yeah.
Liberal. Information is open, exchanged, debated, and then society decides freely, what sources of information it believes and what it doesn't. This is straight up Orwell. It's shameful for our country to have gotten to that.
I'm just like, but it affects me because I sometimes step back and like, is this really this bad or am I like off? Because this is like so on the face of it, like propaganda and not what this country's supposed to be about. I'm like, am I totally misinterpreting this? Like, am I like crazy? Because that's what happens when they gaslight you, I guess, right?
White House lawyers would say that they're not forcing any source to, receive, they have no power of force on free sources of media, including Patriot Power Hour, because we're calling this out tonight. But yeah. They are controlling the largest organ, the concentrated corporate social media organs, to achieve that effect on such a large amount of our society that it's nothing short of dangerous.
And now let's bring it all home. That's why you got to have independent media operations. And that's what we're doing here. Prepper Broadcasting Network. We got more than a dozen hosts. Shows, different points of view, different sources, very decentralized. Take what you want out of it. We want you to form your own opinion. Maybe this will help you brainstorm, come up with something. But you need to check us out. You need to support us. We don't need all your money, but a few bucks might help. Go check out PrepperBroadcasting.com. Figure out a way to support us, whether it's becoming a member of Continuity or clicking on an ad and buying something. Help us out. We'll be back.
you may have noticed the traditional media disguises and conceals the truth. Even when the truth is not being hidden, your attention is being misdirected. You're focused on some things to distract you from others. Future Danger assembles the key liberty, security, economic, and natural news of the day, sourcing from both mainstream and alternative media. What's more important to a prepper than knowledge? Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. FutureDanger.com.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Hey, y'all, we are here for that final segment of Patriot Power Hour, July 20th, 2021. We've covered a fair amount today. I do want to, before we forget, just take another quick look at the news blitz, at the news dashboard at futuredanger.com. And I have a couple of comments I want to make about the articles, but I also wanted to give one more plug out to those who may not have heard our silver special from a couple weeks ago with Josh. It was amazing. Look in the third column on futuredanger.com. You can go down there, find our radio archive, find the silver special. You can also find, well, prepperbroadcasting.com, the archive of our show and others, the SGT report there as well, both on futuredanger.com as well as PrepperBroadcasting.com.
Yeah, we were on SGT Report, as we mentioned earlier last week, so check that out. We have it. The link in Prepping Advisory goes to the page, and all kinds of forum comments. Are we going to address the haters or ignore the haters?
Oof, man. It's a slippery slope. Let's just say this. We got more than 32,000 views just on his YouTube channel or BitChute.
Yeah.
It's not he's kicked off YouTube. We got more than 32,000. I got about 15 followers on Twitter and a few people that messaged me and said they liked what we said. On the other hand, we have some pretty tough feedback, I guess. Some of it's warranted, a lot of it's garbage, but there is, you know, they didn't pull punches in his comments. So I don't know. Do you want to go through it? It's kind of like a They're roasting us pretty hard, though.
It's keyboard courage, right? So they're not. There's no live callers on Patriot Power Hour calling in tonight that want to, speak up about the criticism. But they, one of the things they did say is that they were less than thrilled with our explanation of what silver means to the current economy. And I'll tell you what, go listen to the show we did a week earlier, the Silver Special on Patriot Power Hour, episode 145. I think we do have excellent questions for that guest, and he answered them really, really well. So, it's hard to say everything we want to in short interview style.
Definitely.
On an SGT report, but that was one torpedo fired our way.
I noticed a trend. There was a couple, and I tried to respond and had some issues. I don't think it was conspiracy of any sort, probably more technical issues. Who knows? One of the trends was folks saying we were copping out on the election, that we said justice could not be served, just pretty much take it and suck it up, too bad, never can be rectified. In a way, we're saying that for the election. That does not mean we don't think Biden and friends could be and should be brought up on charges, impeached, and the investigation go through. Yeah, we absolutely believe that. But actually overturning the election constitutionally, as we've discussed many times on this show, pretty much that was what, January 6th, once that was certified, everything, it's over with. And that's what you said, repeatedly on the show. A lot of people on here, though, saying, I couldn't disagree more with your guest. There will be justice, da-da-da-da. The stolen election will not go without being remedied. And,
Yeah, and JPN163 out there in BitChute land says, Your guest totally presented himself as someone to never tune into just on that point alone. He's got zero credibility with me. I'll tell you what, there was a riot on January 6th for you know, obvious reasons, because that was the end of the constitutional process. Once the Congress certifies the vote, there's no precedent whatsoever for what you have in mind. And simultaneously, tonight we're reporting on Future Danger, continued evidence of the election being stolen. So it's not like you've taken our eye off of what happened. But the undoing of it, that's fantasy land now. The constitutional remedy is impeachment, no other. Constitutional convention, perhaps. Something extreme like that. But a court case making its way through the system is going to undo what now? It's certified by Congress.
And this is, okay, so JPN, let's call him out. He called us out. It's fair game. He says, I don't know how or when, but I suspect it will have to be remedied on the state level. That's like the most specific anybody did. There were several people that were talking trash. They didn't have actual way it would work or timeline. They're just like, justice will be served, or we don't have a country, or we've lost the republic. Yeah, that's the freaking point.
And the idea that you have to be a constitutional lawyer to speak authoritatively on this is quite the opposite of our republic's constitution. It's written in a manner that the common man can understand it and have opinions on it, which I had, and I still do. So we had a disagreement there.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like a lot of them are more like butthurt, or they just haven't given it to reality yet that it's this bad. Because a lot of them at the end are like, "Or that just means we don't have a republic, or we don't have a country." Well,
you're right.
That's what we're trying to say.
Yeah,
stop being butthurt. Move on. We can still try to expose it and have justice served, but like, you can't be living in fantasy land. Like QAnon's going to come fix things, because like it hasn't yet.
That Frontline documentary throughout was that collapse was avoided through artificial stimulus and is right around the corner at all times. Get used to the idea. That's the reality. The election was stolen. Get used to the idea that it was certified and there's no undoing it.
And that doesn't mean lay down and just let them roll over us. That's what they were trying to, some of them misunderstood or just stupid people, whatever. Yeah. They were trying to say that we were like, just lay down, don't worry about it. It's totally not what we're saying.
Looks like keyboard courage to me.
So that was,
call Patriot Power Hour and tell us we're wrong.
Actually, I told a couple of these people to hit me up on Twitter to be a guest. No one has yet, but open. For anybody listening, well, trust me, we're very respectful. We'll have a great conversation.
I know I'm putting you on a spot because we don't have the number easily accessible.
Nah, well, we don't have it now.
We got a number.
We do have a number.
Maybe we should open up that next weekend. JPN 138 or 163, call us up.
I'm sure he's not listening because he will never. You have zero credibility. Yeah. So the second major theme of these comments was COVID related. A lot of them were saying either A, COVID doesn't exist at all.
That's false. I had it and it made me sick for 14 days. And I can get into personal details some other time, but it's real, and I can see how it can kill people.
What they say is COVID's just a strong flu, and it's been totally overblown, and the vaccine's the real bioweapon, which is half-truth. The bioweapon really is the vaccine, but I agree that, from what I've seen, there is a real COVID. It was totally overhyped, but it is contagious and can kill people and can mess you up really bad with a lot of bad side effects. So, but several people were like, there is no such, they were going, you know, David Icke. I'm sure some listeners might know who he is. He's that. Also the reptilian guy that says like the queen's a reptile. So there is no COVID and they've never isolated it in a lab. And
that's not right.
Haven't looked at it in an electronic microscope myself. So I do have to trust people that have done that. But from what I've seen, there is a real COVID. So that's where people are like, those people lose their credibility when they're saying half of it's correct. Yes, the vaccine is a bioweapon and this propaganda and that it is an attack, but that doesn't mean coronavirus never existed. And that's where you'll lose a lot of people.
That's not worth talking about. That's dumb. It doesn't exist.
Well, I mean, they say pretty much they turned up the PCR tests and they were fake.
Go get it. Go have it. Go experience it. And then have no ability to smell or taste for months afterwards. Because that's my life.
So here's one right here. Great show. Everything is a lie. There's no COVID virus. Look at how crazy this is. It's planned in a boardroom medical industrial complex. Fire them all.
All right. That's Catheron and...
Wow.
You don't even know if any of these comments are
actually... They could be. That definitely seemed like a foreigner. But right. This one, though... Amazing show, top quality. Now that one actually looks a lot more fake, but maybe not. I mean, you know, whatever. But I'm not gonna go through and read all these because a lot of them are garbage. Could be bots. Could be fake people trying to stir stuff up.
Southern Poverty Law Center.
Exactly.
Call people sitting at keyboards on their behalf. I mean, they did it. They do it to you. They go into the forums and you know, make these absurd charges. But I think some of these are people that otherwise would be sympathetic with almost everything we're talking about on Patriot Power. They're just delusional about how elections get constitutionally resolved once they're stolen, which happened.
Now, here is another aspect what they say. Now, this is more believable to me. There is a disease. There is COVID. But it actually came from University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, which was eventually moved to the Wuhan Biolab. I've seen evidence. I mean, that's true that they did move it from Chapel Hill to Wuhan. Now, was coronavirus cooked up in America and it's actually New World Order America using China as a front? I don't know about that, but that's what some of these people think.
Yeah, all right. So when this thing kicked off on Patriot Power, we talked about kind of the branches and sequels of what this is. Is it natural or is it man-made? You got to make that decision. Is it, if it's man-made, was it set upon us accidentally or on purpose? We went down and talked that those sequels. And then if it was on purpose, was it the Chinese or did someone do it to the Chinese in China? And that last piece is the great big elephant in the room. Whoever's claiming that this started in Chapel Hill, show us the evidence, right? Well, I don't think throwing in that we're bozos at the end of the comment was warranted.
Well.
Because, you know, we're just going where documented evidence takes us. It's pretty mainstream of the idea that gain-of-function research was being performed at Wuhan. And now it's down to, do you believe it leaked or do you believe it was released? And either way, it's a de facto bioweapon. Because once it accidentally leaked, if that was the source, the Chinese Communist Party operated it just like a bioweapon to unseat an elected American president.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's just were the Democrats actually making the Chinese do it or working in collusion with them?
Hand in hand.
And or other foreigners in Europe. Trust me, there's a lot of bad folks in Europe that never lost power. I mean, there's a reason we Americans moved away from Europe because they're corrupt and evil aristocrats. And those people are still in control. And have all the resources to pretty much work with China to make this happen. So, I don't know. We talk about this stuff. Do I have all the answers? Not necessarily. Like you said, a lot of these people, pretty damn mean-spirited, all by the way. So, it is what it is, though.
It's keyboard courage.
Exactly. A lot of keyboard courage.
Tell us on the show if you have strong ideas. We're going to get that number out at the top of next episodes. Can we get the line open and take calls next week, Ben? We got it here. Let's get that cranked up.
Yeah, we can do that. How about this? Anyone who's listening that's dedicated enough, go ahead and check out the description of the show. I'm going to put in my Twitter account and your Twitter account, Future Dan. It'll be literally in the description of this show that you're listening to right now. Look there. Hit us up on Twitter. I'll also put our email addresses if you don't use Twitter. Message us. You want to be a guest. Whether you agree, disagree, hate us, love us, I'll put it in there. There we go. I'll have the phone number, too.
Awesome.
All right, my man. We're out of here. That was another great episode of Patriot Power Hour. Have a good week, man.
Thank you for listening to the Prepper Broadcasting Network, where we promote self-reliance and independence. Tune in tomorrow for another great show and visit us at PrepperBroadcasting.com.